back, folks. Welcome back to the Hagman and Hagman Report. I'm Doug Hagman with Joe Hagman. We're heard Monday through Friday, every weeknight, 7 to 10 p.m. here on the Global Star Radio Network. So glad you joined us tonight. Thank you so very much. Our topic is the no political solutions to spiritual problems. That's what we're talking about tonight. We're going to tie all of the loose ends up. We're going to tell you how the systems of Babylon are being re-erected here in the United States and all throughout the Western world to usher in the Antichrist. This is what we're talking about. This is what you need to know, ladies and gentlemen, because, you know, everyone is so caught up in this right-left paradigm junk. Everyone's so caught up in cheerleading. And again, my good friend Greg Jackson saying, oh, you know, this is, it's entertainment. You see, news has now become entertainment. Entertainment has now been given certain attributes of the news. In other words, you might as well get your news from programs like the X-Files and other programs on the television. Thank you, Tavistock, because there you're going to get more truth than you will on the evening news. There you're going to get more truth than by these right-left cheerleaders, political cheerleaders, whose sole purpose is to distract you from the larger picture. If you want to be playing at the micro level, if you want to be playing on the field, right-left, is it Cruz, Trump, is it, you know, who's it going to be, then by all means do so. However, understand that the end game has already been written, both by the globalists, at least in their minds, but most importantly by the Holy Bible, which we obviously take our marching orders from. Folks, as I mentioned earlier, pro flowers, have you made arrangements for your wife, your girlfriend, your fiance, or your mother? Okay. Have you made arrangements? Oh, your mother. Come on, guys. You know, let me tell you something. A mom loves to get flowers. You know what my mother used to say to me? Please don't bring flowers to my grave, because I'd like to, I'd enjoy them more when I'm alive. Yeah. And you know something? I never forgot that. And after she passed away unexpectedly, when I was just a young guy, so flowers are meaningful. That's a meaningful gift, folks. Now, you've got, with the game on the line, you wouldn't put your rookie on the field, would you? You'd go to your best person to clinch the win. So why do Valentine's Day any different? Well, turn to your best player, your best asset, the pros at Pro Flowers. They've got everything you need to win this Valentine's Day. You know, I used to say, and I still do, Valentine's Day is really meaningless to me, except for telling that you're telling your mom or telling your wife or that special someone just how much they mean to you.
And every day should be a Valentine's Day.
That's right. You should be, in fact, you should order, and I'm telling you this, it'd be great that we have give your wife, your girlfriend, your mom flowers. Make sure she's got fresh flowers all the time. Well, you can do that, and I'll tell you how. Pro Flowers, they're offering the listeners to the Hagman and Hagman Report a dozen red roses plus a free glass vase just for $29.99. Under $30. And listen to this. If you order by Friday at midnight, you get free chocolates too. Now, who wouldn't? You tell me which woman out there would not want a dozen roses, a free glass vase, and chocolates. Or really do it right. And this is my suggestion. Upgrade to romantic long stem red roses, or roses, I should say, with a premium vase, chocolates, and you know what? A spa kit for just $9.99 more. Go to proflowers.com. Use our code Hagman, HAGMANN. Folks, you gotta check this out. Guys, you gotta check this out. Proflowers.com. Our code in the microphone box or in the box, Hagman, H-A-G-M-A-N-N. And if you're watching this on YouTube, there, Eric is doing it. Eric the Tech is doing it, has done it, shows you how to do it, and shows you where you will land as a listener to the Hagman and Hagman Report. Folks, Pro Flowers, they're quick. The delivery is fast. It's easy. The whole process. I mean, other than other than making the mouse clicks and entries for you, everything is done for you. I mean, this is just unbelievable. And you know what I've noticed? I did use a local florist when my wife took sick. It was right away, you know, I had to go. I went to a florist here locally, and I got this exact same thing, or, you know, a dozen roses.
They were real pretty.
Yeah. For 6 days.
I didn't see them.
For 6 days, they were pretty, and then all of a sudden, it looked like, you know, somebody took a weed whacker, and, because they were not with Pro Flowers, they're guaranteed to last 7 days, or your money back. Guys, it's a no-brainer. Folks, it's a no-brainer. You can't beat the price. You can't beat the convenience. Pro Flowers, they take care of all of the details for you. You get all of the glory. You can't beat that. As I said, my wife, and she said, in fact, I was talking to Eric, the tech over here, and we were talking about Pro Flowers, and my wife overheard us when she brought the dog to the studio, and she said, "Hey, am I getting flowers?" And Eric just kind of looked up, and she saw the Pro Flowers paper in my hand, and she said, "Oh, I love them, Pro Flowers." And there's nothing that we've purchased everything that we've gotten from Pro Flowers has been absolutely 100% beautiful. The packaging is great. So here's the only way to get this amazing Valentine's Day deal with free chocolates for this week only. Okay, please listen to me. Be a hero. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the top right hand corner and type in HAGMANN Hagman for Hagman and Hagman. Just type in Hagman. That's proflowers.com. Click on the microphone box and type in our code Hagman. Now, what a deal. $29.99, a dozen red roses, a free glass vase, and if you order by Friday, free chocolates. Or upgrade it, and that's my recommendation, for just $9.99 more, to romantic long stem red roses, or roses. I keep saying red. I'm sorry. You pick the color. With a premium vase, and the vases are just gorgeous, and a spa kit for just under 10 bucks more. Oh, go to proflowers.com. Use our code Hagman. That's proflowers.com. Use our code Hagman. And I can tell you stories about, like, you know, just how much trouble other places have caused other people in terms of, you know, trying to get the order right and stuff. Nah, not with Pro Flowers. There are choice for flowers. That's proflowers.com, and use the code word Hagman. And before we get to the continue with the program, I had mentioned earlier, Joe, you and I were talking about, you know, the hours we keep and such. And I just want to really drive this point home too. I know a lot of you guys and women, you're getting your refund checks back from the IRS, maybe. Oh, you're laughing at me. Don't laugh at me. Oh, well, it doesn't matter, because Casper mattresses have made mattress purchasing absolutely affordable for everyone. Here's the deal. Well, Casper mattresses, they're an online retailer of premium mattresses, and you get these mattresses for a fraction of the price. The mattress industry has inherently forced us, you and me, to go to showrooms, and you know, you're forced to pick out a mattress by looking at it, by laying on it for a minute or two. They get mad when you jump on it. I mean, I tried that. I told my wife to lay on it, and I was jumping on the mattress, and you know, I was asked to leave the store, and then, you know, we had an incident, and you know, the rest is news at 11. It's in the paper. No, I'm just kidding, but you know what? Casper has revolutionized the way mattresses are sold. And they cut the cost of their product by dealing with resellers, or, you know, there's no middleman here. And the quality of the mattresses are beyond belief. A Casper mattress provides this resilience and long-lasting supportive comfort. I can tell you, Lady, our studio dog, oh, does she love this, and so do we. My wife and I. I've got one of a Casper mattress in a room that when I come in late at night, if I don't want to disturb my wife, you know, I'll make sure Lady, you know, comes with me, and we'll just go up, hop in the bed, and we're both, she's four paws up, I'm, you know, arms and legs up, man, having a great sleep. But this is a great new hybrid mattress that combines premium latex foam with memory foam. Folks, mattresses can cost well over $1,500. They can. I, you know, mattress I was jumping on before I got kicked out of the store, it was like it was close to $2,000. But Casper mattresses, they cost between $500 for a twin size, $600 for a twin XL, which I've never understood that, but that's okay. And $850 for a queen, $950 for a king. You can't beat the prices. They understand that buying a mattress online can indeed have consumers wondering how this is possible. But the convenience when you buy a Casper mattress, it's risk-free. They offer free delivery. They offer free. And it was funny because when our mattress was delivered, and I told this story before, guy said, what's in the box? Because it was heavy and it was kind of small. It was dense. I said, that's our mattress. He said, I thought that's what... And he started laughing. He said, but really, you know... I said, yeah. Oh, when you get it, it's so fun to open. It's got a little opener in there, and it's great. You put it out of the bed, and it just... It's a foam mattress. It really... And it is so supportive. It's fun to purchase. It's fun to get. It's fun to set up. And it's even better to lay on. This is an obsessively engineered mattress. Shockingly fair price. It's got just the right sink, the right bounce, the right everything. Again, it combines two technologies, latex foam and memory foam. You get a risk-free trial and a return policy. Try sleeping on a Casper mattress. They even give you 100 days. With free delivery and painless returns. And folks, these are made in the United States of America. Again, Casper.com. That's the website. Now, here's the important part. You ready? Here's the important part. Casper.com/CFP radio. That's right. Casper.com/CFP radio. Casper.com. C for Canada. F for free. Yeah, that works. P for press. Radio. Casper.com, CFP Radio. Also, in the promo, where it asks for a promo code, you put in CFP Radio, and you get the special for Hagman and Hagman.com listeners. That's Casper.com/CFP Radio. Using the promo code CFP Radio. Look at the screenshot if you're watching this online. Oh, what a great... Just what a great... And by the way, you'll know you're in the right spot when you see that on the screen. Welcome to Casper from Hagman and Hagman Reports. Casper.com/CFP Radio. Promo code CFP Radio. All right, getting back to the show. Go ahead, Joe.
A couple announcements before we do jump right back in.
Sure.
This pertaining to Hear the Watchman, and I want to find the email from Mike... but John Robertson sent me an email, and I talked with him earlier today. He's going to be coming on Monday with Flip Benham.
Yeah, that's
to
great.
Talk. They're going to be talking about some specific issues, and they got a great show planned. Not going to want to miss that. That'll be Monday with John Robertson and Flip Benham. They're going to be talking about the Hear the Watchman conference as well as... other issues that are going on. John, obviously, the Hollywood insider, and Flip Benham is a pastor who is an author as well and will be a speaker at Hear the Watchman. Also, pertaining to Hear the Watchman, two things. American Survival Wholesale, a proud sponsor of Hear the Watchman, wants to thank you for your support. They're offering a special this week only. The first 25 people to go to hearthewatchman.com and purchase a ticket by Sunday, February 7th, will receive a free companion ticket courtesy of American Survival Wholesale.
Buy one, bring one.
American Survival Wholesale feels it's that important for you and your guest to attend. When purchasing your ticket, just enter ASW in the promo code section of the order, and your guest will be admitted free of charge. Can't beat that if you're going to Dallas and want to bring a friend. Also, Sheila Zielinski has been having roundtable shows with all speakers from Hear the Watchman, except us, Josh Tully, and John B. Wells. But every other speaker is on. This will air Thursday, 6 p.m., at Weekend Vigilante.
Yeah, and we had scheduling conflicts, so...
Yeah, this show got in the way. This is Thursday, February 4th, 6 p.m., hosted by Sheila Zielinski. All speakers are featured, aside from John B. Wells, Josh Tully, and us. And from John Robertson's own word, it rocked. So
good, man.
Check out that broadcast, 4 p.m., Weekend Vigilante.
Fantastic. All right, now that we got the housekeeping, that portion of the housekeeping out of the way, I just, if we can talk about the current events here.
Well, I thought for the rest of the show I would read the new Federal Register regulations for the day.
Yeah, we could do that, and we'd actually have a ride on our hands, but no, we set up the first hour, you set up the first hour with the parable of the wheats and the tares. The infiltration aspect of what we're talking about here, folks, is so applicable because America has been captured, but we also have been infiltrated.
Right.
And the infiltration has been subtle, is subtle. You look around, you don't know who to trust. You don't know. And I was talking with my wife about this after the show last night when I got home. I said, you know, wait a minute. It just seems like there's nothing. What we perceive to be real is not. I mean, plus the people, the politicians, the people, it just seems like we are captured. I mean, and I say this all the time, we're a captured operation, but when we were talking about this, we were talking about it in the context of the Iowa caucus, because that was still dominating the news. And she said, does it really matter? She said, is it really going to matter at the end of the day who wins New Hampshire, for example? Is it really going to matter at the end of the day who wins all of these various states? Because it seems like, and these are her words, it seems like the decision has already been made. Case in point, the flipping of the coin, the six wins, six times, six precincts for Hillary on the Democratic side. And it just seems like everything is all laid out for us. It's all scripted. But in the meantime, as we are so focused on all of this, she asked me, she said, well, what's going on aside from the elections? Because all I can get is just the news about the elections. And that's by design. And that's by design from the Tavistock Institute. That's by design from the CIA. That's by design from through MKUltra, the different modes. And it's with purpose. All right. Now, with purpose, just really quickly, and I've mentioned these before, but I just wanted to get into a couple of issue. Well, you know what? Before I even get into that, I'm going to go to this. I'm going to say this. I was talking with a couple of people today, including J.B. Wells, and he's all disgusted. He said, man, this is just what a mess this is. Have you noticed? Okay, number one, Hillary Clinton on the Democratic side. Only one to be listed on the cover of The Economist magazine. Only presidential candidate. Is that a sign? I don't know. But the fact is, from Watergate, from her days during Watergate, where she served on the committee, the investigative body, with Nixon, through today, there's a line of felonies, a line of misdemeanors, a line of criminal conduct, a continuing course of criminal conduct. And as we sit here today, there's an issue about emails. There's an issue about Benghazi. There's an issue. I mean, the scandal plagues her, yet she has been Teflon. I mean, there's been no arrest.
Well, you know,
go on.
The cover of The Economist has two possible presidential candidates. You see, Obama's on
there. Yeah, Obama is on there. And we had that discussion, too, with various people. And you wouldn't.
And there's a robot.
Okay. Well, that, you know, yeah.
So,
but folks, I want to tell you something. More and more people are talking about the behind the scenes, the non-compromised, non-captured media. There's a lot of. I'm going to give you kind of the back story of the various people who are talking behind the scenes. They're talking about. I wonder if there will be an election. And then they, of course, it goes back to, well, it doesn't really matter because whoever is going to be selected for that position is already compromised. And let me give you an example, too, about compromise. Rubio. How many people think Rubio has a shot, how many people think Cruz has a shot or Trump has a shot?
Are we basing this on what voters actually vote, or are we basing this on
Taking into account the agenda of the globalists, who would the globalists want in? Would they want Donald Trump in?
Okay. Well, from all appearances, no.
Okay, now hold that thought. Okay, let's just go with the obvious appearances. No, they wouldn't want Donald Trump to take the nomination or to become president. Why? Because everyone knows Donald Trump has been married a number of times. He's had affairs. You know, everyone knows his background.
Personal background.
I guess what I'm saying, he's got no skeleton in his closet that he can be blackmailed by.
And he has his own funding.
Right.
And could run the presidential race, you know, without with his own war chest
of
money.
Forget about the race. I'm talking about in the Oval Office. You put him in the Oval Office. Can he be controlled? That's the question. Can Donald Trump be controlled in the Oval Office?
Not with the ego and narcissistic tendencies he has. Absolutely not.
All right. Let me take it a step further. Is there anything, for example, if we are going to install a puppet in the Oval Office, you and me, all right, we got to control this guy.
Okay, so we are going to be creating or picking the next.
Yeah, you and you, okay? Yeah, you and I, we actually control the world. We're members of, you know, the secret society, the secret cabal. We're
the
talking
Council
about
of Two,
right? The Council of Two now. Okay, and we're the Illuminati, and here this because this will get people. They're going to screen capture this and say, "See, I told you it was Illuminati."
We need Eric for the three to complete the triangle.
Or what is that? Let me do that. Or wait.
Yeah, that's the triangle.
A little more like that. Yeah. All right. So like this.
And then they do this. They do this. And then over the one eye.
Oh yeah, one eye. How bad am I? I need directions for this. All right.
We need to hire Jay-Z for training.
Right. Okay. So you and I. We're like on the top. No, we're going to put our guy in there or our woman in there who we just like because we got plans. We got plans to reconstruct the Tower of Babylon. To reconstruct it and actually we're going to control the masses. So we need somebody in there who is compliant. So who are we going to put in there? We're going to put in Donald Trump. All right. Let's see. Probably not, right? Out of the candidates, Trump. Nah, probably not. Are we going to put in Cruz?
Well, you know, he's already part of the controlled political / globalist oligarchy.
Right, right. But would Cruz be a good guy? Can we control him, I guess, is the bottom line.
I guess the question is, can his wife control him since she's, you know, the head of the globalist affairs of the family? So, yeah, I would say, yeah.
Okay, so he's on the short list. How about Rubio?
Absolutely.
All right, why? Why?
Well, if I remember correctly, he's also questionable as far as his...
Yeah, what?
Eligibility.
Yeah.
And that, number one, can be held over him. Do I think he's a bad guy? It doesn't seem like it. We can't judge people's hearts, though, and we can't base our judgments based on what we perceive and what people say, because as we've learned all too well with Bush and especially with Obama, everything that they say and promise is worthless. Their actions are what is important, and they're always contrary to what they promise.
Kind of like a tare among the wheat, right?
Right. Exactly.
I wonder why that was established at the beginning of the program. Well... let's take another look at Rubio.
Okay.
Might there be anything about Marco Rubio that he could be blackmailed for?
I don't know him, nor have I heard any slanderous statements about him. Does he have secret meetings with the Pope? I don't know. What's going on?
Well, all right. He's being presented to conservatives that he's anti-homosexual. He's being presented in a number of different ways. Now, you're going to hear, and J.B. Wells intimated in Caravan to Midnight in our discussion, public discussion, he intimated that, you know, there's he said, I've seen pictures of authenticated, to the best of his knowledge, and he's a guy that will do the research before he speaks about Rubio being dressed up in kind of a drag. This is not for a Halloween thing, or this is not a joke thing, but this was actually a performance that there's video and pictures of Rubio engaged in questionable conduct, shall we say. Now, I'm not one to spread rumors and gossip, but if that's the case, if this is the case and it can be authenticated, is it possible that the man who preaches family values might be have something that he could be controlled by? He doesn't want to get out. Certainly he doesn't want to get out to the American public. Yeah, there seems to be some, where there's smoke, there's usually fire. And just based on some recent revelations there, it would appear to me at this point that it's very possible that Rubio, he could have some skeletons in his closet. And here's why I'm bringing this out. Not because I want to bash against homosexuality or anything. This is all about control. This has nothing to do with personalities right now. Again, it could be John Smith or, you know, whoever, Jane Smith. It doesn't matter. The names don't matter. The characters do. When I say characters, I'm talking about the entire person. So you got Trump, probably not controllable. He doesn't have any skeletons in his closet. You can't really get him on morality. We know where he stands there. Cruz, short list. Okay. And Rubio. Well, what's the deal with Rubio?
I don't know. We have to check the Microsoft machines.
Yeah, right.
Like I said, if my theory holds correct, Rubio will be second, if not a close, very, very close third to Trump in New Hampshire, even though Trump's polling, again, over double-digit leads in New Hampshire. If they're really rigging this election, maybe they'll let New Hampshire slide because they can't have two blatant frauds in a row, but at this point, why not? They could perpetrate 100 fraudulent presidential elections in our face and admit to doing so, and we'd do nothing about it, and nothing would change. So, but if my theory holds correct, and they want to get rid of Trump, and they'll do so through the manipulation of public perception, because I wonder how many Republican voters and or backers via money change their position or tune based on Iowa's results.
Right. Well, that's it. Now, New Hampshire's coming up, so we have to look at that. But,
Donald Trump leaving the last debate was very smart on his part, because if people go back and watch Cruz on that debate, it showed his lack of leadership, his lack of ability to garner the proper attention, respect, and he did not seem like somebody who could command a nation.
Well, not that. What bothers me now about Cruz is not he's saying things that people want to hear, just as Donald Trump is. Mm-hmm. Just everyone says what people want to hear, and Ted Cruz is certainly using Christianity in his talks and his conversations, and we went through. Going backwards a little bit further, we talked about his lack of constitutional or absence of constitutional eligibility, and I believe that to be the case. But of course, Illinois, I believe the election board of Illinois, they think differently.
He's been declared a natural born citizen by the Illinois Board of Elections.
Okay, so I guess case closed on that one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So, and everyone is a constitutional scholar. No one's a constitutional scholar. Everyone's, you know, it's ridiculous. However, we have lost, we have nothing but lawlessness in this country. We've got the renegade in the White House, lawlessness across the country. Apparently it doesn't matter what the Constitution says. Well, that's,
no, it doesn't.
It's been evidenced by, or as evidenced by Obama, as evidenced by this Congress, the Senate, as evidenced by every president really since Kennedy, and even since Eisenhower, or actually since Wilson. How's that?
As evidence from the executive actions and the War Powers Resolution, right, which we operate under now, and international agreements, treaties, and trade partnerships.
All right. So on the short list over on the conservative side, you got Rubio is very, very malleable, very controllable. Cruz, equally so, based on his connections with his wife's connections with the various big banks. And
you get Trump. Those are the top three.
Yeah.
And you have the lessers, Carson, Paul.
Yep.
All right. What's his face?
So, okay, all of it. Mike Huckabee, by the way, we hope to have on our program, as well as, listen to this, folks, Donald Trump, for maybe 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes, or a half hour on the Hagman and Hagman Report. It looks like that's going to be worked out here in a very
short. And that'd be awesome. I'd love to talk to Trump. I wish we would have more time than 20 minutes, because I would like to ask him some serious questions. Not put him on the hot seat,
well,
but just...
No, there's... And
get some clarification on statements he's made I guess assumptions other people have made and theories people have thrown out there as to his true intentions. And I'd like to also understand a little bit more as to why he wants to become president. I believe it's more than just trying to restore the country to what it once was, because that is a ship that has sailed. But,
well, I just want to say this. I was allowed to make that statement because, you know, usually high profile guests like that, they don't want you to say anything until they're confirmed. But no, I was allowed to say.
And
I
asked him
15 minutes, been promised.
If he'd release his birth certificate on our show.
Oh, come on. Yeah. All right. So, well, Rubio and Cruz, again, eligibility questions, but Rubio is more controllable because of his background, or so it seems. You can do the research on that. Okay. So on the Democratic side, one more on the Republican side. Folks, what do you think about Bush? Is he out of the game completely, 100% gone? Or is he?
No.
Okay. Why not?
Think broker convention.
There you go. Okay, because who's in the background here? Who controls the right, the conservatives? You see, this is all about control. This is all about the power behind the scenes. You're not going to hear this on Rush Limbaugh. You're not going to hear this by Sean Hannity. You're not going to hear this on Fox News. You're not going to hear this at all, because they don't want you to know how this all works. So what about Bush? You said, hey, maybe a brokered convention. Is that possible? Well, even beyond that, they can manipulate the ballots on the various states where they can make sure you are not going to get the nomination or get the ultimately the presidency, but the nomination by making sure your name's not on the ballot in key states.
Yeah, and think of the election in 2000 with Bush and Gore.
Yeah.
Bush stole that election.
Well,
go back to
Kennedy. I mean,
the recount of the Florida votes showed it was in Gore's favor, even though, and Bush conceded that night to Gore,
right.
Made a phone call saying, congratulations, you won the president. Then something changed. There was the issue of the hanging chads.
Right. And the Supreme Court decision. Isn't that interesting?
Right. And the Supreme Court did not allow enough time for the votes to be recounted before rendering their decision. If they did, the rightful president would have been Mr. Al Gore. Thankfully, it wasn't, but...
Well...
Really...
But was the decision made beforehand?
Absolutely.
That's the question. So was that all of a show for us, the unwashed masses?
And the initiative.
It was.
To tell them there's a change of the guard in the way the voting will be done and the selections will be carried out.
That is true. Oh, grasshopper. Isn't that...
Because
that right?
It gave the wink and the nod that... No longer, it's even acceptable to the masses that presidential elections can be stolen.
Well, of course. And this was a display to the American people. This was an Illuminati power play to tell you.
And gauge of the truth.
That's right. Well.
They gauge to see.
The tolerance, shall we say.
And to tell you what. You were about to say, and to tell you...
Well, to tell you who's in power, who's in absolute control. This was a message, and messages are sent in that fashion by the power players. But see, again, people don't want to hear this. Now, I find this interesting. I'm going to toss this in here, too, because this is a little bit more entertainment, or one would say this is about entertainment. The X-Files. All right, now... I had to make some inquiries, because I wanted to be sure about this. Chris Carter, creator of the X-Files, the new X-Files. Those of you who
He's
do watch
TV.
The
same creator, the old one.
Yeah,
right?
Chris Carter. There's a character in that, in the new X-Files. There was the initial episode, the pilot episode, and then the second, I think, what is it, two or three episodes, we're in the third episode. But the talk show host in the first episode, that character is based off of, and I was able to verify this independently, is based off of Alex Jones. All right. And I don't know how many people have watched that X-Files broadcast. It's interesting.
I just started, for those who have Netflix, they put the old X-Files on Netflix. And I just started watching in the last week and a half. I think I've gone through 4 episodes, and I like it.
Well, it made me feel old when somebody wrote to me and says, you know, I was just a young man when the original series X-Files was on. I'm thinking, man, are you serious? And in fact, the individual who I know, actually have a picture of, he's got gray hair. I'm thinking, oh man, am I old or what? You're gonna have to count the rings to tell my age.
Eric, did you watch the X-Files?
You go ahead and
yeah. You did watch the X-Files?
Yeah, my mom watched it. So.
Okay.
Well, grab a mic, guys.
It was popular when I was younger too, but I guess it wasn't something that caught my attention.
Well, all right. Here's why I bring this up. Okay. In the current X-Files, I'm not going to give any spoilers here, so don't worry about it. How it started off was kind of a little weird to me, and then it got kind of connected the dots toward the end of the episode, kind of like many of our programs. A little like, what are they talking about? And and then kind of gels at the end. Well, once more, I just want to say I was able to confirm. In fact, I think Alex talked about this maybe. That radio personality was really based on Alex Jones. Okay, now you might think, so what? Well, I'll tell you, so what. The entertainment industry now is taking the news, the information that you need to know, and is putting it, wrapping it as entertainment. Showing you the future, basically showing you what they're doing to us in the form of entertainment. So,
and they admit shaping public opinion.
Right. So, but see, when you go turn on the evening news, thinking you're getting the news now, they're entertaining you. Where you're getting the news is from the entertainment now.
Yeah.
All right. So, just keep that
point
in mind.
Where Hollywood and the news have intersected. To the point where one cannot differentiate from the other, because there have been fake news reports that have been Hollywood productions that nobody has to this day, except for some, you know, people on YouTube who released the video and people who caught it, will admit to.
Well, correct. Yeah, but the X-Files to me serves as not just a report of today's news of what's relevant, but it also, it's a two-way street. They are gauging the reception and you know, the barometer of the viewers, but they're also telling us what is going to be taking place. They're preparing us. They're mentally programming us as done via the Tavistock Institute. And this is why the Tavistock Institute is so critical to be introduced into our conversation here. Because if you don't know about the Tavistock Institute, if you don't know what the goals are and how it's being used in entertainment today, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't understand that, you're not going to understand, or it'll be more difficult for you to understand really the current events of the day. So, having said all of that and connecting what we're talking about here, the X-Files is giving you the formula. Much like that series, I'm trying to remember the name of that series, that had the plane crash into the World Trade Center, or almost crash. The spinoff of the X-Files.
Yeah.
All right, regardless of the name.
Where they talked about
crashing a passenger plane in the X-Files.
You're just going to kill 3,000 people? He said, yeah, you know, unfortunately, you can't fake something like that.
Right.
We'll blame it on the Muslims, of course.
And this was prior to 9/11, and of course, this was on The Lone Gunman. I was trying to remember the name of that series. It was only on for a few episodes, I believe, or whatever. But you see, when you start looking at the entertainment and saying, okay, wait a minute, what are they trying to tell us? You can get a little bit more information, because this is all a game to the Luciferians when they gamed about us. In other words, we have to tell you what we're going to do. This is some sort of perverted code, ethical code, but they're doing it via the entertainment. not the news. You're not going to hear Brit Hume talking about this or whoever it might be.
A good example of subtle predictive programming, the show The Twilight Zone.
No,
you know, back when TV first came out, it was a interesting. I mean, you didn't have the gore that you have today. You didn't have violence, but you had intellectual thrillers.
Sure.
But think about this. The predictive programming, the purpose of The Twilight Zone being put on TV because the generation who grew up as kids watching that are living it today.
That's right.
Twilight Zone episodes or episodes The Twilight Zone aired with certain scenarios we see unfolding in our life today. What does that tell you?
Hmm. Yeah.
I mean, reading up on some of the New Age and occult theological documents and whatnot, the founder of the Satan Church, Anton LaVey, said the TV is the greatest tool of Satan ever invented.
That's right. That's right.
And Leonard Ravenhill, a pastor, says this, which I've quoted often, because the joy is lacking in the house of the Lord, the devil has created a substitution, which is entertainment, and entertainment is the substitute for joy.
And isn't that the truth? There it is. Now, we strayed on the X-Files, but let's go back to our scenario, the Council of Two, the Illuminati, and okay. You know, the screen capture, so I can see this on some posted on some website.
Fun.
You know, but I can put it'll be posted on some website. See, I told you he was. All right. Anyway, so on the socialist side, you got Sanders and you got Hillary Clinton, right? O'Malley's kind of out of the picture.
For now.
A little bit more clear cut.
There's probably an unknown in that mix.
Right.
It hasn't come forward yet.
All right. Well, the first question one would ask is, why in the heck isn't Diane Rodham Clinton in prison?
Some say she knows where the body's buried and they won't touch her. Some say that, she is just too much of a loose cannon, and some say that she's going to be the next president.
Okay.
So stop
right there, because weren't we told? In fact, by some insiders, weren't we told on this program, or maybe it wasn't on this program? Maybe I heard this. Could I have heard this on Fox? Could I have heard this from somewhere else? Weren't we told that Hillary was going to be
indicted?
Benghazi?
No, that was a witch hunt.
No. Yeah, that's right. So, all right. Weren't we told that, that Hillary was going to be made an example of?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so wait a minute now. What's going on here?
What's going on here is
a distraction. Okay, wait a minute.
As much as it is a crime, as much as she should be held accountable, this is showing you talk about a blind population or a indifferent population. The people of this country, and I don't even know that the support's there for Clinton, even to win a primary like Iowa. I mean, think about Nixon being, think about Watergate and scandal coming out and the information about, the breaking of the law and this and that. And then imagine a campaign being run by the candidate who was caught breaking the law and winning primaries. I mean, when is this? What is the precedent for this? A criminal being caught digging herself deeper holes through lies that she's told and constantly continues to tell lies that have continued to be proven as lies that are not only have national security violation implications, but treasonous implications, even so much so that the White House is involved. Yet she wins a primary. I mean, the people want utter destruction and judgment to destroy this nation, or they are just stupid.
Well,
I mean, if we had a vote,
send a great delusion.
If we had a vote,
yeah,
to Have the Holy Spirit restore America as a Christian nation, to which would fix all the moral problems and turn society back into a place of you know, help, love, and kindness towards one another and world peace. They would vote for the destruction of the world before that. Or, in this case, they're going to vote for the false peace and security offered by the Antichrist, void of God, rebellious against God.
Right.
Just for the sake of being able to rid the world of what they call a cancer, which is the Christian religion. And if you look back at Alice Bailey and some of the quotes she is attributed to, and for why she wrote certain books the way she did and what the goals were of Lucius Trust and the New Age, it's very easy and simple, and there's no middle ground here that can say otherwise. She says that to oppose the materialism of science and every dogmatic theology, especially the Christian, while the chiefs of society regard as particularly can't read that word.
It's all right.
But she goes on, she goes on to say that the organization is to bring about an end of Christianity. Openly says this Lucius Trust UN-backed agenda. And she's written in her books, and she talks about the coming one world religion based on the Messiah or Christ that is the Antichrist. But they want to rid the world of all religion in order to bring about goodwill, in order to bring about the Luciferian initiation, the Gaia worship, the goodwill, world goodwill, faith of freedom of faith.
That's right.
You know, they are talking about bringing together exactly what the Lord stated through his prophets, and when Jesus was here on earth,
to incite action to prepare
for a new world order.
Right. They are using, and we have said this before, they're using the King James Version of the Bible to bring about the apocalypse according, on their terms. They want they want to fulfill the prophecies of the book of Revelation on their own terms, using the King James Version of the Bible. That's right. So, what we're seeing here is the reconstruction of the old Tower of Babel. Really, there is no New World Order. It's the Old World Order 2.0.
Exactly.
Okay.
And they'll explain it as an evolution of spirituality and humanity, and the, using the widespread expectations of saviors in the form of men that are prophesied from other religions, such as Islam, such as Orthodox Jewish religions that still believe Jesus is still coming, the Messiah is still coming. New Age believers and people who are non-believers or alien believers. I mean, there is a significant percentage of society who believe aliens are saviors. They have, you know, mainstream reports, they have shows, Ancient Aliens, and people actually believe, they think it's ridiculous to believe in God, yet they believe in aliens.
Of course.
And there is there is no proof of any such thing as aliens, but our Lord left us a book chronicling the history, the bloodlines of the histories, leaving us every and anything we ever needed to question or quell any doubt about it. Yet they will pervert the truth to accept a lie.
And
because they turned over to a delusion.
That's right. Enhance my reference to the X-Files. Only because the narrative here is to get people thinking about an alien form of life, Roswell. Think about how that shaped public perception of aliens. You see, all of this is coming to a head, and 2016 really is going to be, like Paul McGuire says, a banner year, a year of change. This is crunch time. But the mechanics of it, looking at this, and going back to Hillary Clinton, as you see on your screen,
hey, the blue dot should come back in fashion. Remember from the William Kennedy Smith trial, even for us, but especially for Hillary. Okay, so yeah, sorry about that.
I saw on a message board somebody referred to her as Cankles Clinton. That made me laugh.
Well, Cankles is really the I mean, I've heard all worse, but
but
here's the thing, okay? You've got Clinton on the progressive side, then you got Sanders. What kind of a choice is that? You've got, you have
it's
got
a choosing between Mao or Stalin. You know, in this
That's a good I mean, really, and that's applicable, I suppose, appropriate. So, okay, you've got Hillary Clinton that should be in prison, and then you've got Bernie Sanders, who's an avowed socialist, and we know what he is. Again, I go back to the Attica sitting across from an inmate. You know what he is. There's no question about it. So,
well, at least with Sanders, he's open about it,
right? But Hillary, you know, a socialist or an avowed communist, regardless. But look at the popular, look at the popularity of these two. Look at the idiots. And I use that almost as a clinical term, walking around in Sanders t-shirts. What does he offer the people? What's he offering the
more
people?
More taxes.
Well, no, wait. Have you been like listening to Sanders, or I mean, really dissecting what he's saying?
No, you know, and I do listen to opposing views on the right and left. I listen to some of the worst on both sides just to gauge their what they're propagating. As truth, and you know, a great example is the Planned Parenthood issue, which has been back in the news for some reason today.
Well, not for some reason, for a big reason, and that's because another tape has surfaced.
I mean, I've heard terrorists being thrown around.
Sure.
I mean, it's crazy.
Well, to those of you who are watching us live on YouTube, Eric the Tech has been kind enough to furnish us not with just two celebrities, if you will.
If you put glasses and gray hair on Clinton and then put her in a suit, she looks just like
Well, I'll tell you something. Yeah, you got Hillary and then Grandpa Bill, as Eric likes to call him, in the back. And then, of course, you got Sanders on the right. So there you're looking at really the totality of the choices on the progressive Marxist left, socialist left. All right. So again, back to us two being the arbiters of, you know, the controllers of destiny. So who are we going to put in? And this is how I think this is how we have to look at things, not at the microcosmic level that is done in a referee position like the Economist magazine wants you to believe, not with a coin toss, not with the entertainment that Rush Limbaugh and others provide. Not that there's anything wrong with that, to coin a Seinfeld mantra about something totally different and disgusting, but I guess what I'm saying is they're doing their jobs. They're given the script and they're doing their job. So we can't fault them for that, can we? That meaning Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Rachel Maddow, Chris Matthews, and even the intellectual or pseudo intellectuals, the Charles Krauthammers, the Britt Humes. I can go on and on and on. They are people who are put out there for our entertainment, to watch, to learn, to listen, to look. This is our entertainment. I mean, this is for our entertainment. This is not for education. This is entertainment. This has taken place of America's entertainment. This is a reality show, Survivor, you know, season 2016. I don't, or what is that, Big Brother 2016? So here we have one. So being the controllers of destiny, who on the progressive side would you say we have a chance to control? Well, I think it's obvious. Clinton, right? Hillary, Diane Rodham Clinton. Why? Because, well, hasn't she shown that she's got a lot of baggage? No, I'm not talking about junk in her trunk. No, I'm talking about baggage, luggage, right? Well, she's shown that. And she's been able to carry her luggage rather well, hasn't she? Oh, she sure has. Avoiding indictment. But weren't we told that Trey Gowdy was going to take her down? Weren't we told that Trey Gowdy was the guy, that he had the power?
Trey Gowdy, Benghazi. Remember that?
He must be a cat.
What happened to that?
With nine lives.
folks, you're listening to the Hagman Hagman Report. We'll be right back.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.